Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker says if allegations that former state Senate President Stan Rosenberg allowed his husband, Brian Hefner, to have access to his government email are true, he doesn't see any way Rosenberg can regain the Senate presidency. Baker is the latest Beacon Hill official to weigh in on a Boston Globe report claiming Hefner had access to Rosenberg's email, contacts, and calendar. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the latest reaction on Beacon Hill to all these revelations, Steve.
There's a lot of disappointment there if these allegations about the email access are true. Publicly, there is a willingness to allow the Senate Ethics Committee investigation to run its course. But privately, there's frustration and anger over what this is doing to the reputation of the Senate. Yesterday, Acting Senate President Harriet Chandler spoke with reporters. She said she's appalled should the allegations turn out to be true.
My major concern is the institution of the Senate. And clearly, we have our employees, our staffs, and all the people who work with us to make sure that there is no violation, there is a standard that we all uphold, and that everybody lives by that standard.
Steve, remind us what transpired with Rosenberg and his husband, Brian Hefner, that brought all this on.
Well, back in December, there was a Boston Globe report that said that Brian Hefner allegedly sexually harassed or sexually assaulted four men who had business with the Statehouse. The report said that Hefner gave the impression that he had a strong influence over the goings-on in the Senate. Now, Rosenberg remains a senator, but he temporarily stepped down from his post as Senate president. The Senate Ethics Committee launched their investigation, and everyone at the Statehouse is on pins and needles waiting for that investigation to conclude so they can determine the future of the Senate.
What about Stan Rosenberg? What have we heard from him?
Well, I haven't seen him in the building for a couple of weeks. He was in earlier in January. His office did issue a written statement from him yesterday responding to this latest article from the Boston Globe. In that statement, quoting Stan Rosenberg, "I did not allow Brian Hefner to influence my actions and decisions as Senate president or to influence the Senate's actions and decisions. Despite any suggestions to the contrary, I continue to rely on the Senate Ethics Committee investigation to determine all the facts, and I look forward to its completion."
Senator Stan Rosenberg, but what about other senators? Are they starting to look at the future beyond Stan Rosenberg?
I believe they are. There were very few senators in the building yesterday. Many of them are laying low. One senator who it seemed reluctantly spoke with reporters yesterday was Ashland State Senator Karen Spilka. She's the Senate Ways and Means Chair, and she's one of the three senators who have indicated that she will be a candidate for Senate president should a vacancy arise. But for the interim, she's waiting to hear back from the Senate Ethics Committee's investigation as well.
We as a Senate body took a lot of time to come up with a process that we supported, and I think it's really important for that process to play out. The integrity of the Senate on so many levels is dependent on following through with that process, and then let the Ethics Committee process it and present it to the Senate as a body.
So, Steve, you've been a reporter in that building, the State House, for a long time. Speculate about how you think this might all play out.
Well, Bob, it could come to a head tomorrow. The Senate Democrats will be meeting in a closed-door caucus prior to their session. I would expect that they will all, in that closed-door meeting, express their feelings on the matter. And they'll say if they still have confidence in Stan Rosenberg. I'm sensing that that confidence is eroding, and there's a feeling that the Senate needs to start looking ahead.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.